7 minutes now before 11 o'clock. A sunny Sunday morning, too, I might add. And this is Radio West, 702 kilohertz, 428 meters, medium wave, 99 FM, all over the Midlands. Time now to welcome you on into the Anorak Show, the weekly edition of the Anorak Show. Good morning, I'm Don Allen. We'll have Captain West along with you with all the news that is news. And if you have anything to report in your area concerning sort of tall-looking structures heading up toward the sky that look as if they could be a transmitter or an aerial site, or if you're hearing funny things on your wireless set, whether it be on long wave, medium wave, short wave, or FM, then we want to hear from you so we in turn can relay it and tell the world all about what's going on. 044 is the code. That's Mullingar. 044. The telephone number is 41694, and the telephone lines are now open.
Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, to be a sad, sad day. In Dublin, back 10 years ago, a man named Cook started it all. He put on the first station, which a lot of few people recall. And he played the sort of music that we all like to hear. It spread out throughout the nation, and it got stronger, yes, got stronger. Stronger year by year. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, there'll be a sad, sad day. Now you people all over Ireland, please listen to what I say. Don't let down your local station that you listen to every day. Tell me, how would you like it when your favorite station's gone? There will be no country music, no ballads, no rock and roll, no local news, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. On the last day of December in 1988, don't forget, your local station will be closing on that day. There'll be thousands on the door queue. There'll be no take-home pay.
Touching well, on the Gamblers.
Our song.
And a bit of nostalgia. The final Anorak program, it's 11:15.
How's it going?
Welcome along.
Well, I think this is the last Anorak program. Is there room for another one? No.
Well, we squeeze it in on next Saturday.
Christmas Day.
I think it's been brought up.
And what about Christmas Day? Do we have an Anorak program Christmas Day?
No.
You don't want to work Christmas Day.
No, I am working, but I'm not doing an Anorak program.
Well, Christmas Day with a question mark. Other than that, today is the last Anorak program.
Essentially.
And Dave Reddy rang us this morning to wish us a very, very happy Christmas. He said, don't make any mistakes on the program today, Sean, he said, because you won't be able to correct them. This is your last program. We also had loads of other calls. Who rang me there now? That good man, Ray McSherry, from the Wee North. And he tells us that on page 14 of the Northern version of the Sunday World today, that Miles Johnson got his picture on the paper at long last. Congratulations, Miles. And we also hear that there was three gentlemen, I think, of Boyneside Radio with their backs to the camera looking towards the north, and it's suggested by the Sunday World, and this is the northern version of the Sunday World, that in the new year that you can see transmitters mounted on big lorries, it said, and they became the mobile, that when the southern boys start after them, they're going to the north, and vice versa. So they became the moulding along the border in no man's land, etc., wangling the way along there. Now, what transmitter you can that you'd fit on a big lorry and you get to work, I don't know, unless you had generators and everything else on it. I could see the tyres being burned in the lorry if you put a medium wave on it. That's for starters. The whole thing up in smoke. and that's... I don't want to see again. I've brought in some assistance here today. We have Jerry Riley actually sitting over close to our window.
Again.
And we have some friends of his as well. I also brought in our marketing manager here, Michael Tiernan, who is going to do some reading for me. He says I make too many mistakes. So he's going to do some reading out of the papers. We have the Longford News, we have the Meek Chronicle. We also have little bits of... we could read clippings all day today, what's going on in the newspapers. As we predicted some months ago, we said the newspapers would tell us all we wanted to know.
Right.
We also hear rumours on that the first application forms will be out early next week. We are told that, through the grapevines, that application forms, people who have applied for an application, can expect to receive their application early next week. We also hear that there's 25 pages in it. Now, how do we get all that information? Well, we're in contact with the bear in the air, the eye in the sky, and a few other little things as well. And they are the people who are grueling and rooting there for information for us the whole time. So, in the next week or so, you can expect to receive your application form in the post. Now, been sort of talking to a lot of people over the last while, even though everybody applied by the 30th, or the... When was it? The 20th? Michael? The last one. The first one. When had you to have it in by? It was on a Friday anyway.
November, the what?
The 22nd, yeah. Right. We'll say the 22nd. Well, most people had it in by the 22nd. Yes, it took them over a week. The different people were getting the replies over the week. Isn't that right? Some of them got them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, and some of them even live in the same distance away from the post box, as they say.
Various standards of applications as well. Some were one-sheet applications or submissions, and others were very, very comprehensive indeed.
Yeah, well, this is another... that's up to themselves, but I'm talking about the reply to it. The replies, in actual fact, were all the same, because I've seen a few replies. And
200 applications.
They got 200 applications.
You know, where is it?
And how many licenses have they given out? You have a map there.
All right. The minister has made up his mind, and there were certainly some surprises. 25 licenses going out first. And the break-up of the country as regards the service areas perhaps had the most surprises in it. Not the least for the Midlands.
Right, can you tell me one thing which I couldn't understand last Sunday? And that is, how come the people were led to believe, for example, here in the Midlands, that Longford and Westmeath were joined together?
Well, I think the minister, when he was announcing the stations, first mentioned that it would probably be on a county basis, but it was realised that on a county basis it just wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So two counties were put together. So on a preliminary basis, that's how that situation came around first. But here we have a situation where there are 25 licences being issued to a country with a population of 3 million. People. Mm. Now, you know as well as I do that 25, somebody's going to go by the board.
Mm-hmm.
There is not enough business there to be able to sustain 25 commercial radio stations. Mm. And if those radio stations are to provide any kind of a service in terms of both the community as well as public broadcasting,
the Dublin one
obviously will
survive because they're equipping half of them there and half of County Meath.
This has caused an awful lot of flack.
Where does the Magna line end there? That
was one of the many surprises that came out with the issuing of the or the indication of the service areas. It seems to be a very, very political decision.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Dublin should have a license, two licenses. There's just two licenses going to Dublin.
Jimmy Smith and Sunshine.
Well, we don't know who's going to get them, but the fact...
Jimmy, get the finger out there now. We want you to do something for us in Dublin.
The fact is that half of the north part of Kildare and half of the southern part of Meath is lumped into the greater Dublin area, which is going to give them a tremendous chance of you know, it'll be a
coming
very
down near us cultures here now. They should leave us all alone.
Well, this I think it's worth taking a look at. You know, I'll try attempt reading, so I will. But I think the editorial in the Meath Chronicle.
And we got it edited now, because if you start reading there, it looks like we'll be finished next Sunday.
No, it's very
right,
short.
Okay.
But I think this illustrates one of the service areas that we really cannot understand how it came about that this area was devised the way it was devised.
So this was the Meath.
This is the Meath.
And there was a fairly hefty consortium
this
there.
This is regards Dublin and Meath and Kildare.
Right, go on.
Many people in County Meath must wonder what they did to justify the division of the county as outlined in the radio boundaries carve-up. To say that County Meath has been treated unfairly would be an understatement. How the Minister for Communications, Ray Bourke, and the Independent Radio and Television Commission came to the conclusion that community broadcasting could best be served if the area was divided into three defies logic. It was expected that certain portions of counties Meath, Kildare and Wicklow would be included in the Greater Dublin area. But to annex such major areas as both Kildare and Meath is somewhat extraordinary. As it stands, almost half of County Meath and North Kildare will be served by stations originating or coming from Dublin. In the overall context of provision of a radio service, it will be difficult to visualise just what Meath and Kildare content will be provided by the Dublin-based stations. That's a very good point. You know, the Dublin-based stations. Mm-hmm. It would appear that both counties Meath and Kildare have been sacrificed by the Commission and the Minister in a bid to satisfy demands for licences from Dublin.
Yeah.
The carve-up has come up with other interesting regions. On what basis does County Tipperary qualify for three radio stations?
Well, they've got two number plates.
But County Tipperary, three radio stations in County Tipperary, you know. Mm-hmm. On what basis does County Tipperary qualify for three radio stations? The terrain may be mountainous in parts, but the area is certainly not the Himalayas.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of population, Tipperary, with 136,000 people, is considerably smaller than, say, Galway. Galway City having 178,000, which has been granted one licence. The large area earmarked for the Midland station seems quite out of proportion in relation to the other divisions.
Well, I asked him now to put it that way. I said I wanted three counties or nothing.
Which brings me to the next situation, that there's a dilemma over radio licences on the front of the Longford News this week, and it really throws certain parties into disarray, to say the least. Communications Minister Ray Bourke last weekend announced details of the 25 local radio stations to be established around the country. In listing the designated areas in which franchises are to be offered, the Minister threw into turmoil the plans of the Longford Westmead Community Radio Group, who have been actively campaigning for shareholders over the past months, and now discover that there will be no licence granted for their proposed area.
Mm-hmm.
Longford will not now be twinned with Westmead for the licence area, the franchise being offered to counties Longford, Roscommon and South Leitrim, with Longford in the middle. A meeting will take place later this week to regroup, they say, and so on. But commercial interests are now known to be looking at the Longford, Roscommon, South Leitrim franchise, with a view to putting an urgent package together which will satisfy the requirement of the Commission. Now, it puts a heavy burden on not only the commercial interests applying for the licence, because the applications have to be in fully, like 25 pages of guidelines as to what you have to do to apply for a licence.
A lot of work.
And you have the Christmas period in place, and you have the holidays, and people not being able to get people, and so on and so forth. Mm. And the application has to be in by the 20th.
And you still don't know what they want.
Exactly. So
the strong will survive, and there's leaders and followers.
Well, this seems to be the whole thinking behind the issuing of these licences. It's going to be a free market, and let the strongest survive.
Mm.
But certainly, giving out 25 licences throughout the country is going to some people are going to be very badly burnt.
Right, okay, Michael, is that all you have to say? Because we have a guy on the phone who wants to talk to us, and we have Jerry Riley coming on, and it's 11:30.
That's about it all, except to say thanks very much for all the support and everything that we got through the year, and also the very best of luck for anybody who's going for a licence.
That's about the height.
That's it, yeah.
Right, okay, you can take your bags. The girl in the door there will pay you on the way out, and
goodbye.
Tell her not to be pressing TL on that cash register, because the bell's ringing it every time, and you can pick it up in the air. Jerry Riley, please come to the stool. Your first question now is, are you ready? The light's dimming down here. What can you say with, say, 25 radio stations going on the air, getting their receipt, saying that they have a license, and it looks like that they will have a license definitely in around February, that some stations will have got the franchise to go ahead and broadcast? Because obviously the minister at this day and time is saying that as soon as we receive the applications, this license will be issued almost immediately. That's all he's waiting for. That is coming from the man himself, after being pressurised by different pressure groups and everything else. He says that once he gets the applications, it's only a matter of weeks, and that, so, and he'll have to do it anyway, because there's going to be a whole of January with nothing on the airwaves, and that's going to create more publicity and pandemonium all around the place. What can you see? 25 radio stations. Who's going to switch on 25 radio stations if they all come up with, suppose, in the same week? There's going to be guys that are going to be on for 6 months.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Like, everybody has to apply for planning permission.
Mm-hmm.
And then the jobs will have to go up for tender.
Mm-hmm.
And all the masts and studios and all that will have to be up to specification.
Yeah. But the one thing that amazes me is, that I can't fathom, like, if, for example, you quoted for a job for setting up with, say, a radio station to cover Mullingar, for example, and, we'll add in Tullamore and Athlone. There's three towns, right?
Go by the breakdown, as what you may have to do. Go for the leash.
Yeah, but even running by the technical standards, number one, you can supply second-hand equipment.
That's correct. Number two,
you can supply new equipment, cheap new equipment, and expensive new equipment. Where is the line going to be drawn? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if there's all these...
Like, if I ask you, or two people, to give me a submission, I've got to have a technical expert myself to have a look at the two of them, even to vet them, and he might be even the best guy to vet them. And where you say you need three transmitters, the other guy says you only need one. Who's known to have one transmitter for them? And he says, I think we need a three already. You know?
Well, to cover an area like that, you would definitely need three or four.
I'm just stating, like, the fact that you might say, well, you put a transmitter down on Steve Bloom on top of the mountain and that will definitely cover the whole area. Supposing the other guy says that, oh, well, no, we don't put a transmitter on Steve Bloom. We put one in Mullingar, one in Tullamore and one in Athlone. You need three that way, but then it doesn't get out in the country.
Mm.
And supposing at the end of the day, like, that we take the guy with the three transmitters, there's none of the country, and eventually we'll put one on the mountain which we discover that can do the whole lot. Like, it's really guesswork, a lot of it, isn't it?
That is, of course, yeah. It'll be all based on ordnance survey and different areas and all that. Medium wave will be the tricky one, because you know yourself at night the medium wave fades out. And
that's going to be great, crack, because you're going to need an enormous amount of power.
Like, for instance, the Tavon Monaghan area there now, which will cover from the Longford border right across the County Louth, through hills and everything. It'll take an awful lot of power to cover that area.
Crazy
power, yeah. It'll take at least 10 kilowatts to...
And 10 kilowatts, like, is £650 a week to run an ESP.
So, but I think an awful lot of these people that are applying for stations at the moment doesn't realise the amount of money it's going to cost to keep everything running.
Mm. Well, they got to prove to the commission, here's another thing, they got to prove to the commission that in actual fact the money is in the kitty to do the job.
Yeah.
The money has got to be in the kitty. So anybody, like, that has their finger in the pie, supposing that there's 20 people for a radio station, for that one there that Mick was reading out. Oh, John is on the phone. Do you want to talk to him now? We better take John on the phone. I forgot all about him. You can hand me over that white phone there. See, is he still on the phone? Never talk to the guy.
He's there.
He's there, is he? Hello, John. How's it going?
Hello.
Can we hear you?
No, you can't. Hello.
Can you hear him there, Willie?
Yeah, I've got him. There.
Oh, yeah, you've got him. That's the problem. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
No, I can't hear myself there.
Oh, you can't can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm listening on the radio, in fact, but I can't... There's nothing coming out of me on the radio.
Yeah, well, you were on the radio because I can see it here. Bring him up another little bit,
Will you? Bring him up any louder now, he'll disappear.
Oh, yeah, he'll disappear. Okay. Right, go ahead, John. What's going on in your area?
Right.
You are being heard on the radio.
Right, I've got a list of about 30 stations here in front of me. Talk a bit louder. Right, that's better.
Yeah, what did you do?
I just turned the old volume up here.
What?
I'm just talking a bit louder.
Oh, I see. Is that
I've got a list of about 30 radio stations here in front of me at the moment. It's what I can get here.
Yeah.
In my position at the moment. I'll start. It'll just take me about a minute or so to read it out.
That's all you got. Go ahead.
88.3 Telstar, 94.9 Nova, 95.5 Heartbeat, 95.6 Bradley, 95.8 Capital,
97.33 yourselves.
Yeah.
98 Burnside, 98.5 your Rainbow and Plus.
Yeah.
99 Big M, 99.27 Big M.
Yeah.
99.5 Treble TR, 99.9 Super Q, 100.3 Sunshine, 100.5 Burnside, 100.9 KITS, 101.1 Sunshine, 101.35 Burnside Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
101.5 Sunshine, 101.9 Super Q, 102.3 103 Super Q. 103.25 Z103, 103.53 Liberty 104, 103.7 Kiss FM, 104.4 Hope FM, 104.75 Radio Dublin, 104.8 Big N, 105.3 Radio Dublin, 106.1 Burnside Northern Ireland, and finally 107 if Rainbow Studio Transmissions. So.
Oh, okay, and they're all received in Dundalk.
Every one of them can be got here at the moment.
Yeah, and what's on a specialised radio or just an ordinary radio cassette?
Well, not on a specialised radio, yeah.
Mm.
But if you had the aerial or whatnot outside, you'd have no trouble getting them.
Okay.
Now, Dundalk have been refused permission from the Department of Communications to set up Heritage Radio in 1989. Now, that's a service similar to Millennium Radio, because next year is Dundalk's 1200th birthday.
Very good.
So, they've been refused permission on that.
Yeah.
And as Dundalk is showing, or Loud is showing at Meath, it looks like the station will be in Drogheda.
Yeah. Well, do you think there's much in common there between Loud and Meath? I think it's a hard two counties to combine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's different people in it, and the Loud people are nearly Northern people, and the Meath people are nearly Dublin people, and you're trying to,
you're trying to satisfy everybody.
Yeah, you're trying to put two dogs, in a kennel.
Just this time. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there is rivalry between Dundalk and Drogheda as it gets the station.
Mm.
I believe it's quite hot.
Yeah, yeah. And anything else to report to us? You were telling us about Kerry.
Well, we have on RT News this morning at 8 o'clock. We heard the big headline that the people for the national licence have been announced, and that's the first one is Oliver Bowery.
Yeah.
The second one is Nova of Chris Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Radio 2000, which is compromises of Downtown Radio and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one is of RTE employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the applications for the national licence.
Very good. Okay. Right, John, I'm going to say Happy Christmas to you.
Well, a Happy Christmas to everybody out there. Like friends, and hope Radio West gets its licence. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sure we'll hear from you again. You're not going to stop on a reckon today, are you?
No, I doubt it very much.
Have you got all the stations taped? You have?
Yeah, well, I'm getting about 40 hours taped at the moment.
Oh, Lord save us. And you're not the only one, let me tell you. There'll be more even than 40 hours when the whole thing is finished with the whole night.
So, all right then, Sean.
Okay, John, thanks very much for the call, and thanks for all the calls throughout the year, because every Sunday, it's only one or two Sundays in the whole year, in an actual fact, that you missed ringing me. Even though you might have no news, you just ring and say, well, everybody is on, and that's it. But it is always great to hear from you.
Yeah, just you know what's going on.
Exactly.
That's great. So
I can hear you crying, John. Don't do it.
Not till New Year's Eve, or the 30th.
Okay, and a Happy New Year to you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was John Gartland all the way from Dundalk. Young Riley, waking up there. You're falling asleep on me. You got a haircut, I see.
I did, yeah.
Very important.
You tell me this.
Time, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was time, yeah. You nearly looked like Tony Mulligan a few years ago. Tony got a great haircut recently, but he used to have very, very long hair, Tony Mulligan. Long hair and a long beard, but you wouldn't know the guy now. Like you this morning, I hardly knew you. What's going on in Cork? You were telling me you're down in Cork.
We're down in Cork. We changed a transmitter. There was interference on a television down in Cork, but 4 or 5 miles away. Just one particular person insisted that he would lift his television reception from Mount Leinster, which is 100 miles away.
No way.
And
he was pulling a repeater somewhere.
No, he was pulling it directly from Mount Leinster, but he was using amplifiers and all that.
Yeah. And so it, first.
It was getting into the second harmonic was dropping off the colour on the television. So he insisted that he would receive from there. He didn't want to receive from the local ones.
No.
So we had to go down and we had to use.
And what sort of reception had he come from Mount Leinster?
It was fairly good. It was very, very good.
Wouldn't the local ones know, seriously, be enough up there?
Well, with the mountains that's around there, the local ones were ghosting. So he wasn't very happy about that. So Paul Claffey, Midwest Radio, gave us a loan of his CTE for the fortnight from now until the end of the year, so everybody's happy.
Back out of the second round, ironic.
Yeah, the cities are very good. Very, very reliable.
Very good. Mm. Okay, anything else?
TCR and Letterkenny was broke down during the week.
What happened there?
Medium wave broke down, and FM, VHF link broke down as well. And that's all back in the air again.
Mouse is in the works. Remnants.
Radio North in Channel Dunham's broke down.
Yeah, what's around there?
Just Radio North, is you're aware of it there, there's five links to the medium wave.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, you're going all over the place, hopscotching.
Yeah, because of the mountains. At the moment there's only three links, so the aerial went off beam with the...
So
with
if it's slightly off at all, you're going to
well,
have
see, it's up on the Malin Head, so...
Mm. I've seen that site, full of rock.
That's right.
Right, go ahead.
Oh. Jerry, you're pretty.
When you pull the microphone,
isn't
it? Right. Wait, Jerry,
you're fairly familiar with the Donegal situation. There's two licences going to Donegal, south of Donegal, Sligo, and north Leitrim.
That's right.
Talk into the microphone, Mike.
Yeah. No. There's also one going to north Donegal.
Hmm.
Have you heard of anything happening up there as regards licensing?
Well, I know that that Radio North now, they're not even going to bother applying for a licence because all their audience would be Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And
but somebody obviously is going to get a licence.
I'd say Letterkenny would definitely be there.
Be applying and it would be
the town that would be most suited for a licence because it's halfway down the middle of the county. Well, halfway is above the half of the county.
Stop writing on my desk. Mm. Yeah, go ahead.
And definitely, it's the only one that would.
Yeah, but what's the vibes up there? Obviously, there's somebody with a strong contention that they will get the licence.
Oh, there is.
Well, there are many groups up there.
Well, this year, Letterkenny, with some other group, have applied and... or will be applying. NWCR in Buncrana.
Yeah.
And also there's a consortium of businessmen in Letterkenny as well that are applying for. Right.
Well, what do you think of the TV crack? They're allowing the TV guys.
Well, I can't see how that works. Like, it's still broadcasting.
It is. I couldn't see how that would work either.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a major loophole in the law now if there never was.
Yeah, I want two transmitters off, you know, after Christmas. We're going out to TV big way.
Right. Well, this is what it's doing. It's leaving a loophole open that anybody can broadcast TV now. If they legalise that one and leave it like that, that's what will happen.
Yeah, right. Okay. Has we got another record there, Willie, if we just regroup our thoughts? FM, did you pick it out?
No,
we didn't. Frank Morgan and Big M got a big write up yesterday.
We have our own tune again if you want.
Okay. Lock during the week, 3CR Dublin. With a phone number of 01-594-210. And Jim Agnew, who was formerly on Boyneside Radio, went to the US and now has rejoined Boyneside in New York. Eddie, I know he's listening in this morning. Have you got a station now in New York? Boyneside, New York. Jim Agnew, he went to the States, he got lonely for Boyneside, and now he's back with Boyneside again.
Back for a week.
I'm sure he didn't... He must have given them an increase in wages, did he?
Eddie, Eddie's supposed to ring here today.
Yeah.
Talking to him.
Right, Eddie, if you listen, come on.
Yesterday?
The phone is here for you.
Thursday.
Yeah, he's collected a load of 50p's, actually, to ring.
That's right, yeah.
Right, that was...
Shall we go into our tune again?
Yeah.
We have that.
Okay,
ready.
Why not?
Yeah, it's the last one.
Give her a hell, Willie.
Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, be a sad, sad day. In Dublin, back 10 years ago, a man named Cook started it all. He put on the first station, which a lot of you people recall. And he played the sort of music that we all like to hear. It spread out throughout the nation, and it got stronger. Yes, got stronger. Yes, got stronger year by year. The stations on the airwaves, don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. closing on that day. There'll be thousands on the door queue. There'll be no take-home pay. And the stations will be silenced. No 813s, no new LPs, no nothing, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away.
Am I talking to an advisor to the minister? Yeah? You're on the air. You're on the air everywhere.
Minister. And I would say that all the radio stations can stay on the air on the December 31st, because all they have to do is, instead of calling themselves radio stations, all they have to do is call themselves Radio West Television Relay Stations. And they're all television relays. It doesn't say anywhere what frequency you have to be a television relay on.
Yeah.
So we're just a television relay, but you can't pick up with the TV because all the TVs are VHF and UHF.
Well, I know what you're doing. What you're saying is, if the TVs can go on the airwaves, if they're allowed to do the rebroadcasting,
yeah,
there's a technicality loophole in it, whereby you just rename your station, or you claim that you're relaying TV.
Yeah, you're actually a TV relay station, but you haven't got the pictures just yet.
I see. They're just relaying the sound.
Yeah, and you haven't quite got it just yet, but I'm sure people will be able to provide pictures very soon.
Right, okay, but there is another problem there, Miles, and that is that up to now, any of the radio stations, our rebroadcasts, have not been touched because I reckon they've only relayed what is coming in. In other words, they never put on their own adverts or their own programming. Some of them have, but I mean a very small amount of stuff.
Well,
so if you come along and you do a food...
one has a TV in the background and it fades up occasionally and the DJ can say, well, it's BBC One today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relay of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas, a Happy New
so
Year.
So is it Kiss TV Radio?
Yeah, this is Kiss TV Radio here.
Yeah, the minister has the discretion to shut anyone at any time. That's what I'm talking behind. But anyway, Lucas, you got your picture in the paper.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's all lies.
How much was that now? How much did that cost?
It's all lies. I haven't a clue. It's the first time I know about it.
Yeah, well, everybody recognised it because they seen her head on the paper and they said, that's Miles Johnson with all them with all that hair.
God help.
I wish I had some of it, without a doubt. I'm losing it all.
Well, I hope I don't lose mine.
We had a good night the night we were down.
Indeed it was. It was great.
Did you get your meeting waves organised?
The meeting wave is running and we'll be going on 95.7 FM later this afternoon just to use all our transmitters.
Very good, okay. So that's it, Miles.
Indeed.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, and best of luck on the licensing.
And indeed.
Okay?
Best of luck, thank you.
Bye. Have we another caller there? We've had the Eddie coming on stream, have we?
No, not yet.
No,
we have to ring him back.
We have to ring him back?
Bring him down in a few minutes.
Very good, okay.
Kathy, you can look after that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Funny incident.
You cure us in Eddie.
You probably remember this time last year, there was no stations in Monaghan.
Yeah.
Well, there was at this time last year, but a few weeks previous to that, there was none, but... There was a lot of jealousy over these stations in Monaghan, and one particular station, a fella left it and he started up another one.
Yeah, but that happened all around the country, Jerry. So any station that started many years ago in one area, you could guarantee you that 6 months later, one of the guys had left
true,
it.
Yeah.
And look at Mayo and even the Midlands.
But they played a request on the other station that he left. They played a request one morning for him, and the name of the song they played was Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves.
Oh, the Lord saves, that's getting very strong. And they played a request for you, man.
They played a request for you, man.
Well, obviously, those stations weren't talking, like.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
No. They're talking very loud at each other.
I see, yeah, very, very loud. Any other news or scandal or what's going on in your life altogether this weather? Are you busy? Is there plenty of breakdowns?
No breakdowns at all. How do you call it? I was in Mayo last night. They were doing an outside broadcast on Tuesday.
Yeah.
From the main street in Ballyharness.
Who's that, Midwest?
Midwest. They're closing down on the 30th.
Yeah, everybody I think is closing on the 30th, and we were, in actual fact, discussed it last night. Not in great length.
But we decided, like, that we'll go on the 31st, and we're closing down on the 31st, and the night of the 31st, there's going to be actually nobody inside listening to radios in Ireland.
That's true.
Because it's New Year's Eve, and it's traditional in Ireland that everybody who's and anybody goes out and enjoys themselves. Yeah.
By right, you can't actually ring in the new year that night. You stop at midnight.
That's true.
So it's a, you can do nothing.
Mm. And I know if I was out enjoying myself and left a fella here in the air, he'd go on after 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say he would?
Definitely. I was talking to Paul Davidson the other day.
Yeah?
Paul was down in...
Paul Davidson, haven't heard from you in a long time. Go ahead.
He was going around the stations up in Donegal. He spent 2 or 3 days up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for tapes of the final night.
Yeah.
Of most stations. Yeah. Of every station.
That's
it.
Right. I want to say thanks. There's a few people actually here which I've written down. I want to say thanks very much to them. And number one actually is Paul Davidson, Anorak's Ireland. Because Paul, in fairness, he was an awful lot better to us than he was recently. Obviously, he's working very hard and he hasn't got the same time to ring us on a Sunday or whatever the case may be. But he has been a great help to us and sends us loads of information and everything else. There's a guy out there, he lives in Kildare, as far as I know, in Newbridge, called Richard O'Shea. If there's anybody that knows his whereabouts, he used to work with the Leinster people. Would you convey the guy a message that I'm looking for him in a hurry? Because Richard O'Shea, going back to this magazine, I've got to say this, that we had organised. I got a lot of stuff from people all over Ireland. And I also got stuff from Bernard Evans, right? And Bernard, in fairness, gave me a loan of a magazine, which he said, I don't want to give you that magazine, but I'll give you a loan for providing you a mind with your life. And I said, right. Well, I've had Eddie on the phone. Anyway, I just want to finish this. What happened then was, your man came down, doing the magazine, no problem doing the magazine. He'd look after the advertising, look after the print of it. I gave him the whole lot of information. I gave him about a crisp box full of information, right? Your man went away, and I gave him a loan the magazine, and I said, look, that's on loan to me, and it's guarded with my life. And since that day...
Never seen it.
What? Oh, it's Tom Higgins. I just said Richard O'Shea. It's Tom Higgins. And whereabouts does he live, Mick?
He's a sort of a freelance journalist.
He's a freelance journalist, right?
That could be found anywhere.
He's a freelance journalist. Now, a very nice guy when I was talking to him, looked the part.
You want your book back.
Very respectful and all the rest. But what I do, I want Bernard Evans' book back from Tom Higgins, who lives in around the Newbridge area, isn't it?
Yeah,
and used to work with the Leinster people and is a freelance journalist. If you see Tom Higgins reporting up any place, please let me know. And Tom, if you're listening out there, all as I want off you is the stuff back. Because Bernard Evans even rang me the other morning at 8 o'clock and I was in bed at 7 and Bernard rang me at 8, so I wasn't in good form for talking. But I felt I had to talk to this guy because I had something belong to him. And Bernard, if we don't lay our hands on this fella, I give you the price of the book or whatever the case might be, or whatever. If there's anything I can do to compensate,
it's unfortunate,
I would.
But anyway,
Bernard, in actual fact, if you can try something, I'm told that he's a stringer for the Star newspaper as well. Now, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. Tom Higgins, I've no address for him. Go ahead. Here we go. Well, how are you? You well? You're not there. You're gone a bit. Hello.
No, he's not put into us. He's actually there, but he's not into this phone.
I see. Right.
He's on another line.
Jerry Ridey, tell us what you're doing for Christmas. Well, I'm going to organise this.
Well, hopefully I'll drink and eat it out anyway.
Your festivities anyway. You have plans.
Well, there's a few big parties lined up for next week, and
naturally, don't fear.
We postponed a few for the following week.
Have you decided where you'll actually spend the 30th? Now, which? So where are you going to?
Well, I'm going down to Mayo on the 30th.
Going down,
to Ballyharness.
Right.
Yeah. So, there'll be fun and games there that night.
I'm sure there will, yeah.
Hopefully.
And what's down in
Midwest, right?
Ballyharness.
Hello?
Right. Do they have a party for the night?
They're having a full big closed down party on that.
Hello? Yeah. Is there enough people actually out there, you say, for this Paul Davidson to record? Did you know?
Oh, there is, yeah. Well, we've organised a few in Donegal to do the recordings off the Donegal ones.
Yeah. He has them all wrapped up there.
What have you to say about all this?
Hello? He's there, yeah.
Are you there?
Me?
Yeah.
Am I here?
Yeah, are you there now? Hold on, let's see. Yes, you are there.
I don't know whether I'm coming or going this morning.
Why, were you drinking last night too?
No, I was just doing a double gig, you know, getting the last few bob in I can, because it'll be dull queue on the 1st of January.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's right. You heard the song. Did you get it, by the way?
I did indeed. Thanks very much.
Yeah, are you playing it?
I am. I played it yesterday. Young Ian Scott brought it over.
Yeah, I played it yesterday. We want to play it about 10 times a day because after next week you can throw it in the bin. What did you think of it anyway?
Of the song?
Yeah.
Very good. It's a little bit late, but very good.
The pluses and minuses to it, that if we had it out a couple of months ago, people wouldn't be playing it now. And now that it's new, people will play it as the last dying days of it.
Yeah, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, okay. Pass me a force. But anyway, what's the news up there?
Not a lot, really. Not a lot happening. All getting ready to close down. We're actually closing at 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
That's the 30th?
No, 31st.
31st, 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon, yeah.
Right, so anybody that wants the tape machines out, but to get them running at 2 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
we're
doing our final programme, and more or less playing bits of all the DJs we've had over the past 10 and a half years.
Yeah.
People like, you know, Richard Crowley and all that.
Yeah.
They're playing old tapes, and a little bit of a nostalgic do, so it'll be interesting for all anoraks anyway.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic clear line, do you notice that?
We have a new phone down here.
Yeah, you coming through here to me now as if you were
sounding
coming.
Better than you are.
Yes,
No, Sean's going through the phone here. Doesn't sound too good.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll talk that way.
That's better.
Yeah. I just want to refresh Jerry's memory on the day we went to Donegal.
Just talk about that.
Yeah.
Can you hear me there?
That's right, Eddie.
On the round table.
I was just going to mention that to Sean to ask you about that. that was a good crack.
I never laughed as much.
Never laughed. We laughed the whole way home.
What did you do?
We went down to I'll let you tell them the story, Eddie.
Okay, right. Well, we got this telephone call from these guys in Donegal who were starting a radio station. Well, they had already a small one set up, and they had the aerial up, and they wanted a transmitter, and so on and so forth. So we were down anyway on a Sunday with the transmitter, car loaded up, medium wave, the whole lot. And when we got there, we saw this what sort of an aerial was it, Jerry? Was it an aluminium pole or something?
An aluminium pole. It was about 80 feet high, and it was stayed with clothesline.
Yeah. It was one of these ones you couldn't climb.
That's right, yeah.
It was a real soft metal.
Mm. So our mission that day was to put down everything anyway.
Right. So
God, so that's the way you operate.
No,
so
we decided we'd sling a wire onto it anyway. And in the process, we pulled the top off it or something.
That's right, the mast fell.
Yeah, so we had to go back to the drawing board as such.
The round table.
The round table. We were brought up to this, was it Inch Island?
That's right, yeah.
We were brought up to this Inch Island, and we met this American guy. It was about, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on the day, just getting up.
That's right.
And we all sat round this massive, big, round table. God, it was a massive, big room.
You begin to sound like I do.
It was a big conference table. And it was a case of putting your cards on the table. Isn't that right, Jerry?
That's correct, yeah.
And so we told the boys what they wanted. You know, you would need such and such. You would need this type of area. You need these earths. You need such and such. And that was fine. Everybody was nodding their heads. And then, well, we hit them for money, wasn't it?
That's right. You said that I was a financial controller.
Because Jerry was a bigger lad than I was. You know, you have to...
They wouldn't hit him, but they might hit you. Is that
exactly, yeah. So... We decided we would need so much anyway, which we would for the buy material, aerials and all that.
Yeah.
And
you needed a down payment.
We needed a down payment of X amount. I won't say, but I know Jerry named the down payment a deposit.
Yeah.
And then on the last word you said, no Barclay card.
And
no Gregory Peck.
No.
Gregory Peck's a bouncing check. So this guy went to the draw, didn't he, Jerry?
That's right,
and he kept muttering the whole time, no Barclay card. He was an American.
Yeah.
So, in all fairness, anyway, he slapped the money on the table.
And spondulogs, cash.
And sterling.
Sterling, that's right.
As well.
Mm.
But it was very, very funny, these guys sitting round who hadn't got an absolute clue about radio. And they thought, you know, they were going to make a fortune and, you know, didn't realise how much it was going to cost. And the faces when you mentioned money was unbelievable. It was, you know, wasn't it, Jerry? It was very funny.
Yeah. And we laughed. We nearly crashed the car about 10 times on the way home laughing.
Well, every time we think of the Barclay card and the Gregory Peck, it was very, very funny.
And American Express.
Right, we've about 2 minutes left. What else have you got to say to us? Because I think there's a few more calls coming in here. We've got to try and put them on the air.
Oh, but just I'd like to say, as a personal point of view, going out of it, I think it's... the way I look at it is I got 10, nearly 11 years out of it.
Yeah.
I started in May 78. And I have no regrets. You know, I knew it had to come to an end someday.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still like a job.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out with any sour grapes or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be doing anything after Christmas anyway. You know, I won't be involved in any sort of piracy, north or south. mm-hmm. to be strictly above board. In actual fact, I'm on to Jerry there. I'm trying
what's
to play
that in the Sunday World today, then, about three blindside radio DJs looking north?
Oh, the, the DJs can look north, but I don't know about the people involved in this behind it, you know.
Mm. Right, personal question.
Yeah.
Did you make money out of it?
Did
right,
I make
was it financially rewarding?
I didn't make a fortune, but I had a good living, you know. I a wife and kids and a house all my own, and you know.
Yeah, but what you're really saying is that if you had a 9-to-5 job, you'd have just done as well, but you'd have missed a crack, is that it?
Exactly.
You'd have probably done better.
I didn't make a fortune, and you know, as I said, I was on to Jerry there. I'll probably buy a tractor and go back to be a farmer.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, if anybody out there has a tractor,
21 acres of land.
Yeah. No, just saying that license thing, as Michael Tiernan was saying, is very, very peculiar as well. You know,
it is, yeah. Well, yeah, well, especially the one up your area is very, very peculiar.
It is, yeah. As you were saying, three in what, Tipperary.
Yeah.
I don't actually think, is there a pirate station anywhere in Tipperary at the moment?
Oh, there is, yeah. I never heard
of one there, you know. Yeah. It's funny, the places where there was actually small activity, they seem to be getting the stations.
Yeah, exactly, and a small amount of people.
Exactly, yeah. So,
Sinead. That's about it, yeah.
Well, happy Christmas to you.
Yeah.
And we could meet again. Probably
I can hear you crying now already. Don't stop it.
No tears. No regrets, no tears. But I enjoyed the past 10 or 11 years. I'm happy enough.
Yeah, it's gas that is kin for this, isn't it? That you're actually saying those words, and I'm saying those words, and everything else, really and truly. Right, okay, the best for Christmas and the New Year.
And you.
And are you going to get a licence?
We don't know. But who knows who's going to get it at this stage?
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows.
Well, you're going helter-skelter for it.
Oh, we go helter-skelter for it in all directions.
Mm.
Under this body's name and that body's name, you know.
You're dead right, but isn't it? Best of luck to you.
Cheers.
Right,
all
cheers.
The best, Eddie.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye. Right, that was the bellman, Eddie, co-owner or owner of Boyneside Radio. And we just have young Miss Coyne here beside me. Good morning. How are you? Are you well? We also say hello to our good friends down in Galway.
That's right. I was in Galway last night, but I hadn't time to call out to them.
Yeah, we'll say hello to Mike Carey there in Loughrea.
That's right.
Who's been very good to us throughout the year.
And kept us with refreshments.
Refreshments,
Just in reply to what Eddie was saying, that John Gatlin rang back there. It's nothing to do with the radio stations.
Yeah.
This rivalry is...
My lady wants to become a DJ
it's
this
It's the
morning.
Towns. It's between the towns, he says.
Sorry?
It's between the towns of Dundalk and Drogheda. The actual towns, not between Telstar and Boyneside or anything like that.
Oh, yeah,
to
I know.
Do with radio, you know, it's the actual rivalry between the two towns.
We also say hello to Tina Nestor and all the family this morning. I'm sure they have this on tape and they'll keep it for many a year without a doubt.
We'll give them a shout in the new year.
We give them a shout in the new year with us.
We got the record for you, Tina. Yeah. I was a grandma run over by your hander, Searched for that last week.
We're just gone a little bit over time.
No, actually, you've 30 seconds for your fond farewells.
Who else have we got to say hello to and thank you very much to?
Frank McCarthy. I was talking to Frank this morning.
Yeah?
He seems to have stepped up his power on 837 on the medium wave.
Yeah?
It's going out very, very well. We picked it up in Derry the other day, and it's perfect in Derry.
I always said that at the end of it, we'd have everything right, and in actual fact, I'm the only guy that hasn't everything right, so for our fire and all the rest, we kind of went the other way.
Yeah.
With everything wrong, I'm closed down, rather than everything right, I'm closed down. We also like to say thanks to Jane and Joe Rossa in Ballymun, to Stan Jones in Scotland, to Brian Buckley, who supplies a lot of information, also Mike Ormond, who wrote many a letter to us, Kevin Brannigan, Derek Lynch at what? Oh, that's right. Derek Lynch here in Mullingar. Derek, we haven't heard from him in a long time. We'll say thanks very much, Derek. He came in many a time in the programme. And also, of course, to Barry and Ruth in Blackpool. Couldn't forget you people. Thanks for all the anorak reports every week. And we also say, like, thanks to Cathy Fox as well, because Cathy gave us a great hand. And you're back again. Can't get rid of this new writing DJ. Right, Weddy, that's about it. We'll say goodbye. And I don't know if we'll have an NRX program on Christmas Day. I don't think so.
This is the one.
I think this is the one we'll say the goodbyes on. So we'll say goodbye, and hopefully you'll hear from us in the new year. That's about the height of it. And Sinead.
I think we should leave it like that.
Yeah. Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For a blooming good Christmas, it's got to be ML Flowers in Graham's Mall, Mullingar. Show you care with a gift that's always welcome. For a novel gift this year, have Santa deliver flowers, champagne, and chocolates to your loved one on Christmas morning. For the largest selection of plants, cut flowers, bouquets and baskets at the best prices, come to the floral expert, ML Flowers, Graham's Mall. Full delivery service available. No order too small or too large. Place your orders now. If it's a card accepted by phone, phone 044-41983.
The New Avengers from Athlone, one of Ireland's most exciting and progressive country, ballad and Irish groups on the scene today.
Well, I meant to call you just before I left to go away.
The New Avengers, taking bookings through 1989. Dial 0902-94531. The New Avengers. For bookings, dial 0902-94531.
Heine's Opera Band, County Offaly, restaurant and lounge bar, open 7 days a week. In Heine's Opera Band, music every Thursday night, with spare ribs free. Thursday night is spare rib night. Joe and the staff of Heine's Opera Band thank all their customers for their support during this year, and wish everybody a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year.